it has to be quite a series of very serious infractions to lead to a closure order scenario. It's not something at all that's done lightly. The condition for the closure order under the FSAI Act, for example, the standard condition is that there's a grave and immediate danger to consumers' health arising from the conditions in the premises. So that's not something trivial we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, situations where the premises really let things go with regard to the standards of food hygiene and safety that apply there. So it may be whether it's a temperature control problem, you know, not keeping the hot foods hot, cold foods cold. The contaminants of food from various sources. Perhaps there might be rodent infestations in the premises, staff practices that are very unhygienic. These kinds of things are the kind of are samples, if you like, of some of the things that can arise in premises.
Now, while it's regrettable, I'm sure, from the authorities' perspective that there's a doubling in these cases, it also doesn't reflect well on the food industry, and it's very much in its interest to ensure the less of these the better.
Absolutely. Now more than ever, food businesses can't afford to be closed for whatever reason, and they need to ensure they keep their eye on the ball when it comes to food safety. We have to bear in mind there are some 50,000 food businesses out there, so when we speak about six being served with enforcement orders in a month, this is very much a small minority that's letting down the good name of the rest of the industry.